He's becoming a regular on Racing HQ, and that means he's got his good horse up and going in her time. Benjamin Smith is joining us. Morning to you, Ben.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. And you're starting to sort of really put down a plan here with In Her Time. Bring our listeners up to date on what you're thinking, mate.
Yeah, well, we were originally looking at the Minicato first up, but she's come back in such good order that we've had to reassess, and we'll trial her on the 4th of September at Rose Hill now, and then we'll go on the 18th or 19th, we'll trial again. We'll finalise that a bit closer to the day, and we'll look at resuming her on the 30th of September in the Premier Stakes.
Well, I think that tells us you may have teased something like this the last time I spoke to you, but I think it tells us just how well she is after that preparation north.
Yeah, well, the hard run she had, she just really went to the next level as well. So we thought it might have knocked her around a bit. So we're pretty conservative with bringing her back as slowly as possible. But, you know, we're just reading the horse, and she's telling us that she's ready to do a bit more work, and just how well she has come back.
And do you feel, I mean, she's a five-year-old mare now, but do you feel that right now is going to be the peak time for her, just the way she is doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the next 6 months, she's really going to hit a top level, and she seems to have worked it out, and she's come back bigger and stronger this time. And although she only had a few weeks off, she put on a stack of weight, and she's just come back a different horse to the stables, and even the track riders are really happy with her, and they feel she's come back stronger as well.
Yeah, it really tells us just how well she is doing. So we're looking at the Premier Stakes, which is, I've just got the calendar out, a Group 2 race over the 1200 at Randwick on September 30. So what's that? Is that a fortnight before the Manicato?
It's a month before the Manicato.
Manicato, I'm mucking it up with the Moya. So it's a month to the Manicato.
Yeah, that'll just give us enough time to race and then get it down to Melbourne and get a bit of work into the reverse way and hopefully get us a gallop or two on the Moonee Valley track.
Yeah, understand. Well, that's good. So we're going to see a trial twice at this stage, the first of those September 4, and then the second trial a couple of weeks after that, and then into the race.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, really looking forward to it.
All right, well, that's In Her Time. Really impressive win, this one.
Waimea Bay is next, and then Bella Brook behind those Appeasy, then Bridie's Brook. But Floki is dead set in one race, the others are in another. They knew what they were doing here when it was fives into $1.95, and if you got the 2.40 late, you're absolutely cheering. It's one hard held, ears pricked by seven.
What Waimea a win Bay that was, Benjamin. I know that you've probably been patient with her, mate, but, gee, even you would have been blown away back earlier this week with that win.
Yeah, it was. We thought he'd run quite well, but we didn't expect him to win like that. He has taken a little while to really develop and mature into a horse and work it out. But he showed us he's ready to go on with the job now.
How did he come through it? Given that it's taken time, how did the horse come out of it?
He's come out of it pretty well, actually. He didn't go through all his feed the first night, but since then we've just given him a little bit of trot and canter work, and he was quite bright and jumping around this morning, so he's back to 100% again.
Racing New South Wales handicappers have rated at 61, and that's about 1 to 2 points lower than a provincial grade win, so I think they rated the win quite impressive given that it was on a strong country track.
Yeah, they did. To be honest, I thought that it might have been a little bit severe. On the day, there was one other maiden, and I think a four-year-old girl, he first started, won it, and he got a benchmark of 54. So I thought we were pretty harshly treated, but we can't change that. So we'll just have to program a nice race for him, either Musclebook in about 12 days now or Hawkesbury in a fortnight. We'll just have to see what weight we're going to get and what other horses nominate. But, look, he's a nice horse. I'd like to just bring through the grades and try and get a couple of wins under his belt and before we progress any further with him.
Yeah, that's Floki, who won back at Scone earlier this week by 8.3 lengths. It was really impressive. Thanks a lot, Benjamin. Good luck for your time. Where's your next runner?
I think I'll have Anecdote in at next Friday, Paris, in the Hawkins Livermore Cup.
Yep, okay, all right, we'll look for that. It's a horse in good form at the moment as well. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Not a problem, anytime.